In the 18th century, a time of darkness descended upon our world. We called it the Enlightenment period. In many ways, the world was seduced by discoveries and exploration of the world. One example was the French Revolution. Many people discarded the wisdom humanity gained through thousands of years, yet also abandoned the wisdom of Christ. People no longer saw Christ as the light who came into a darkened world to save it. They embraced personal rights without responsibility to others. Today, the world, forgetful of Christ, struggles to find its way. In John's Gospel, Jesus had appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus after he had instructed them, and the disciples recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. They hurried off to the other disciples, enthusiastically telling them that they had seen the Lord. Immediately, Jesus again revealed himself to those gathered and said to them, "Peace be with you." He invited them to look at his hands and feet, telling them, "A ghost does not have flesh and bones." The disciples were shocked to see Jesus. We can only imagine them with their mouths wide open in surprise. Jesus asked them for something to eat. They offered him a piece of fish, which he ate in front of them. They were amazed that Jesus had appeared to them in a bodily and resurrected manner. Christ reveals himself daily to us in the Eucharist. We may not see him in his unique resurrected body. Instead, we recognize him in Holy Communion and are encouraged to recognize him in one another. We may fail to be surprised that the risen Christ is in our midst, taking his presence for granted. Instead, should we not also be awestruck that Christ is revealing himself to us in the Eucharist? After Jesus had eaten in their presence, he reminded his disciples about what Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms taught. He opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. He reminded them that he had to suffer and rise from the dead. He also reminded them that repentance and forgiveness of sins were to be preached in his name to all people. He challenged them that they were the ones to witness these things and so follow him. The church this Sunday also gives us a reading from the first letter of St. John. The way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. If we do not keep his commandments and claim we know him, then we are being false and the truth is not in us. But if we keep his word, the love of God is truly perfected in us. If we keep his word to minister reconciliation, then God's love will arise in us. How can we know Jesus' word, he who is the Word of God, unless we take time to reflect on his word found in the Scriptures and also revealed in nature? We follow Christ, whom God sent into a darkened world to save it. We follow Christ under the banner of the cross and share his own Holy Spirit. We follow Christ by fostering reconciliation, forgiveness, and healing in the world around us. We follow Christ along the way of self-giving love for others. In many ways, we preach repentance by the example of our lives. Just one example was St. Charles de Foucault. He was a soldier in the French Foreign Legion in Africa. After a conversion experience, he abandoned his promiscuous life and returned to the Sahara, where he ministered to Muslim nomads. In his spare time, he spent hours praying and reflecting on the scriptures before the Blessed Sacrament in his little hermit chapel. We may not be called to go to the Sahara to minister to Muslim nomads, but Christ invites us to minister repentance and forgiveness in his name, as did St. Charles. We prayerfully discern how we, with our unique personalities, are called to bring reconciliation and healing into our world. Then it is time to set out on that mission, knowing that the love of God will be perfected in us.